you could check out our retail stores. We want you to do that. We hope you do that. Samantha Shapiro is one of the owners of Enaz. Hey, Samantha, welcome to WGN. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Tell me what Enaz, spelled E-N-A-Z, and your various locations are all about.
Okay, so Enaz is an acronym for Energy, Nature, Attitude, and Zest for Life. It's a women's clothing store owned and operated by three women and started by their mother. And our locations are Highland Park, where it started, Northfield. We have a store in Lake Forest, which is our newest addition, and in Chicago in Bucktown on Damon Avenue.
And what kinds of, you said women's clothing, but I...
Yeah,
go ahead.
So it's women's clothing. We call it a mother-daughter boutique. We cater pretty much to anyone of any age, price point, style. We support a lot of local jewelry designers. We carry handbags. We make our own body lotions and perfume oils. But yeah, the denim, sweater, t-shirt, accessory store. Something for everybody.
And I understand you promote local designers.
We do. You know, my mom started as a local handmade leather good designer, and she needed a place to house her stuff. And we feel like women businesses are very important. Shopping local means so much, especially now. So we found some really great local jewelry designers all through the North Shore who have really, some of which have been exclusive to our stores. They hand make amazing jewelry, some with vintage Chanel buttons. They do necklaces and bracelets. We do some fine jewelry. But really, it's awesome to have this kind of support. And people really like to see, you know, stores like ours thrive.
Well, yeah, especially right now. So in doing so, what you're doing is supporting. So you've got your store, but you're supporting other local people, local designers in this case. Selling their stuff at a time when it's especially difficult, I would imagine. Are all your stores open? Are all the stores open? Are people buying mostly online, or is it a little of both?
You know, it's definitely a little of both. We really blew up our website, you know, during the shutdown just to get people, you know, who need to shop at home, that accessibility. But no, our stores are open 7 days a week. We don't stop. We're open even on, you know, today from 12 to 4. We changed our hours a little bit due to the pandemic. So we're 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday 12 to 4.
I'm curious, how does a retail store, any retail store, so I've got you on the phone, so how do your retail stores, how do you make things safer? Obviously, you say you must wear a mask when you come in. Maybe you have hand sanitizers available, which is good because the more they use those, the more their hands dry up. So they'll buy your lotion if you have lotion.
Right.
So that's good. But what else can you do to make things safe?
You know, we always are sort of monitoring the amount of traffic. You know, I mean, we not only provide the hand sanitizer, but we also sell it. We've also kind of used our oils and lotions that we currently make and decided to use our oils into hand sanitizer and have that. We were steaming clothes after people tried things on. We assure people that, you know, you don't have to come in the store and shop if you're not comfortable. We do curbside pickup. We do private shopping appointments before and after hours. I'm doing a lot of IGTV videos on Facebook and Instagram, and I'm showing people how to wear things. What are holiday gift ideas? I'm, you know, modeling stuff, and I'm talking about all the new arrivals, so they really feel like they're shopping at the store, even though they're safe at home.
Yeah, you're a celebrity in my household with those videos with my wife, in any which case.
That is so sweet.
She loves them.
Now, it's really fun, and I have to tell you, radio is so much easier because I don't have to, you know, do my hair and makeup or put things together, but I love doing it. It's honestly another resource and outlet that I never thought, you know, I would go down this road. But I actually love it, and I like the attention, so I think it's great for everyone.
Well, I feel the same way. I rarely put on my makeup before walking into the radio studio.
You should see me now.
Well, you can see me now because people can go to WGNradio.com. I don't know who does this, but people can go to WGNradio.com and watch. Now, to me, it's about as exciting as watching paint dry if you're watching a radio guy standing in a studio talking into a microphone. But people do it, you know. So how much of this will stick? So you've got right now, you say, curbside pickup. Online shopping, mm-hmm. I mean, that was happening, I would assume, well before the pandemic for you guys, but it's picked up for sure. Do you think some of our new habits that we're forced into now will stick around for a while?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a silver lining in all of this. Having our web store, you know, doing these videos, being safe and sanitizing. I mean, we've taken masks to a whole nother level. We have made them like the hottest accessory because they're not just these paper masks that we're wearing. We sell like really pretty masks. We sell mask chain holders. A lot of our local jewelry designers have sort of opened up that whole gate of really cool mask chain holders that are handmade, about $25. So when we sell a shirt at our store or a sweater for the holidays, we got to match it up with a mask and a mask chain. So I think we sort of embraced it, you know, in times like these, you have to sort of embrace it and find the silver lining.
You've got to match the mask, of course. Are you the ones that have the bedazzled mask? Is that you?
We have everything. We have sequined masks. We have printed tie-dye. We have, you know, it's just they're limitless. I mean, honestly, and these designers are so talented that, you know, they come up with these amazing designs. One is like these oversized plastic interlinking chain mask holders. They're really lightweight. But no, it's great. You know, you got to evolve and you got to keep up with the times, whether it's good or bad.
Yeah, and you're certainly making an effort to do that, which is wonderful. So how can people find you guys?
Okay, so you got to go to enaz.com. If you have any questions about our hours, our locations, if you want to follow us at Enaz Boutique, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. And again, we are all over the North Shore. We're in Highland Park. We're in Northfield. We're in Lake Forest. And then we are also in the city.
And by enaz.com, it's enaz.com, correct?
Yes. And we have a promotion right now. If you spend $250 on regular price clothing, you get 25% off your entire purchase.
I love it. Who doesn't love that? Well, you got a free 10-minute commercial.
You always have something cool going on. Yeah.
You got a free 10-minute commercial or more than that, I think, on WGN. That's not bad either. But I'll tell you, Samantha, I'm more than happy to do it. I wish you all the success, even with those bedazzled masks.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.